Like it or not, the DH is coming to the National League. That's the headline for a recent Sporting News column written by Jesse Spector, who says it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and more than that, it's a matter of how. Jesse Spector joins me now. Jesse, the designated hitter rule was adopted by the American League back in 1973. Who wants the National League to adopt it now and why?
Well, I think the Players Association has wanted it for quite some time because the DH tends to be a higher paying job going to a veteran sort of hitter. Alex Rodriguez this year will be with the Yankees. He'll mostly be the DH. Mm-hmm. David Ortiz in Boston, a high paid veteran slugger DH. Baseball wants to see more offense, and getting the DH was part of a way that baseball addressed a downfall in offense back in the early 1970s. You had the year of the pitcher in 1968, and then a continuation of pitching dominance up through 1972, and Major League Baseball put the DH into the American League as a way to try to boost offense. So I think that that's part of the reason that it's no longer just the players who want it. It's the owners, and it makes logical sense for everybody to want to have it.
You mentioned Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz, who is, of course, not only a designated hitter, but something of a larger-than-life figure in Boston and in the league in general. Maybe that's part of the reason why the National League would be just as happy to have some DHs, too.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that a National League team can't really commit to getting a guy like that. A few years ago, the Dodgers brought in Jim Thome, a similar type of hitter, and a guy who wound up hitting 500 home runs in his career. Pretty good bet that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame eventually. But the Dodgers were barely able to use him because he was just a bench player for them. He was a guy that they could use as a pinch hitter every now and then. And the Phillies are in this situation with Ryan Howard, too. He'd be a lot more valuable as a trade piece if they could trade him to teams in the National League. So it cuts the Phillies' trade market for a guy like that in half when they're trying to rebuild. So certainly a team like that, it would benefit them if the National League had the designated hitter, and that's another way that it becomes beneficial to everybody.
There are probably some purists who feel that the way to address the inconsistency between the leagues is to eliminate the DH, never mind that they have thrived in the American League since 1973. Is there an answer for them?
It's not going to happen. How would the Red Sox feel about that? How would they feel if you said, yeah, we're going to take away the position that your most beloved and popular player plays, and we're going to make him play first base all the time? Oh, but by the way, you already have a first baseman, so you're going to have to find a way to get rid of him or do something else. And the Players Association would never go for that either. You'd be eliminating these high-paying jobs for veteran players. And it's not a smart business decision by the league either, because you're shortening the careers of stars, guys that you can market and build the game around.
You end your piece by stating that you will see designated hitters in National League parks sooner than later. Any guess as to how soon?
Well, I think that you could see it as soon as the next collective bargaining agreement. They're going to start talks next winter because the CBA is coming up. So I would not be at all surprised to see it in a couple of years. It could be the CBA after that, but I think that it will not just be in our children's lifetimes, but you know, it's not something like that. I think it'll be soon. It'll be in our parents' lifetimes.
You can find a link to Jesse Spector's Sporting News column, Like It or Not, the DH is Coming to the National League, at onlyagame.org. Jesse, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.